And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, we start with America's largest retailer who has decided that going woke is bad for business. Walmart announced sweeping changes to eliminate divisive policies, including ending its participation in the Corporate Equality Index. This shift is sending a clear message to corporate America, and particularly to competitors like Target, who has doubled down on ideology instead of retail. A high school in California has managed to reach new heights of absurdity, if you can believe it, telling female athletes that wearing the Save Girl Sports t-shirts, well, it's equivalent to displaying Nazi swastikas. Yeah, they really said that. The girls, who lost their varsity spot to biological males, were simply stating biological facts, while their peers freely display pride messaging. It seems like some science lessons are more welcome than others in today's classrooms, right? The Biden administration has found a creative new way to spend your tax dollars, $400,000, to interview transgender people in India. The HHS-funded Drexel University study, which talked to exactly 30 individuals, somehow concluded that Indian taxpayers should fund gender surgeries. Maybe the Department of Health and Human Services could focus on American health first, and I'm sure it's going to come January. And Missouri has become the first state to successfully defend its Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act at the trial court level. The judge's ruling included a rather pointed observation. If we followed the plaintiff's logic, any minor could demand access to meth as long as a single medical professional recommended it. And what feels like a plot from a political satire, the UK Supreme Court is preparing to tackle a profound philosophical question. What's a woman? The case stems from Scotland's gender quotas for public boards, where officials helpfully explain that the definition of sex is not limited to biological or birth sex. Some questions are just so simple they require the highest court in the land to answer them. Research is finally catching up to what many have long suspected about DEI training, that it might actually be making things worse. A new study from the Network Contagion Research Institute, that's a mouthful, found that exposure to anti-racist materials increased bias and hostility rather than reducing it. The New York Times and Bloomberg's silence on these findings, well, that speaks volumes. And the Washington Commanders are in the news. The new ownership has decided that erasing history is not the best path forward, agreeing to restore the team's iconic Blackfoot Chief logo. And one senator from Montana noted that the original censorship was a classic case of woke gone wrong, particularly since the logo was created by a Native American artist. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. And you can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And also don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.